You're listening to the weekly sermon from Clarkston United Methodist Church in Michigan. We are a church dedicated to connecting people to people and people to God. To learn more, visit us at clarkstonumc.org.
Today's scripture reading comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 1 through 18. They brought in the ark of God and set it inside the tent that David had pitched for it, and they offered burnt offerings of well-being before God. When David had finished offering the burnt offerings and the offerings of well-being, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord, and he distributed to every person in Israel, man and woman alike, to each a loaf of bread and a portion of meat and a cake of raisins.
He appointed certain of the Levites as ministers before the ark of the Lord to invoke, to thank, and to praise the Lord of God of Israel. Asaph was the chief, and second to him was Zechariah, Jael, Semiramoth, Jehiel, Mattaiah, Elib, Benaiah, Obed-Edom, and Jael, with harps and lyres. Asaph was to sound the cymbals, and the priests Benaiah and Jehanzel were to blow trumpets regularly before the ark of the covenant of God. Then on that day, David appointed the first signing of praises to the Lord, Asaph and his kindred.
O give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known to his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing praises to him, tell of all his wonderful works. Glory in his holy name, let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continually. Remember the wonderful works he has done, his miracles and the judgments he uttered. O offspring of his servant Israel, children of Jacob, his chosen ones. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Remember his covenant forever, the word that he commanded for 1,000 generations, the covenant that he made with Abraham, his sworn promise to Isaac, which he confirmed to Jacob as a statute, to Israel as an everlasting covenant, saying, to you I will give the land of Canaan as your portion for inheritance. The word of God for the people of God.
Good job. Well, good morning again. All right, so it's official. I've graduated from, get this right, the Michigan School for License as a local pastor. Thank you. I can't thank this congregation enough for the unwavering love and support that you have shown me as I've grown here in ministry and discerning my call. They told us in class that you'll now be expecting very academic, liturgical, I'm working on that word, and extremely long lecture-style sermons. And I don't want to let you down, so I've spent the last couple weeks putting together my message for today. So let's start with in the beginning. No? Okay, I'm just kidding. No. To be honest, I'm still the same Jeremy that you guys always known and loved. Just hopefully I have a little bit more polish and I get to wear a really cool fancy robe. Will you pray with me? Holy Spirit, give me the words to speak, and more importantly, let the words heard be in the spirit of the words you desire to be heard. Amen. Tempus fugit, time flies. Can you believe in just a few days it's going to be Thanksgiving? I'm certainly still trying to wrap my head around it. Where did 2023 go? It feels like just a few weeks ago we were coming back from Alaska. But the reality is the signs of fall and winter are here. I dearly miss coming home from work and still having several hours of daylight to get my grass cut or do the things around the house. And the Black Friday stuff, it's on the radio, it's everywhere. You can't escape it right now, so you know Thanksgiving's right around the corner. More than a few homes in my neighborhood already have their Christmas trees up and their outdoor lights are twinkling. Thanksgiving is upon us, whether we're ready or not. And to be completely honest, I'm mostly ready and excited to spend a long weekend with family and friends. In today's scripture, we learn about David, who is expressing appreciation and praise for what God has already done and has yet to do. They had brought the Ark of the Covenant into the tent David had pitched and began a Thanksgiving dinner of sorts. Burnt offerings, blessings in the name of God, gifts of a loaf of bread, a portion of meat, and raisin cake to every person in Israel. The ark, which was a wooden chest covered in gold and elaborate designed, contained two stone tablets, the Ten Commandments, Aaron's rod, and a pot of manna. The physical word of God, etched by our biblical hero Moses, had made it to the city of David, Jerusalem, the promised land. It was time to praise God. I can appreciate the idea of a tent. It's a reminder to me that the church is not a building. The church is where the people are. A Thanksgiving table can happen just about anywhere. Matthew 18, verse 20 says, For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Think of your Thanksgiving traditions. Is it a formal affair? Is it watching various Thanksgiving parades on TV, at home in your PJs, or maybe even venturing out to the turkey trot or watching the parade live? Or maybe it's a combined celebration of our friends who winter somewhere warm for winter. I particularly love the name of Deacon Michelle's family get-together and celebration they call Hollow Thanks Mus. Let's get it all done at once. What about donning your Honolulu blue and silver? And maybe, just maybe, seeing the Lions get that next victory towards a Super Bowl appearance in 2024. Can I get an amen? Yeah! However you celebrate, I guess that your traditions have changed locations over the years. I know for me, Thanksgiving traditions have changed quite a bit. When I was a kid, we always went to my grandma's house in Niles, Michigan, for a big formal Norman Rockwell Thanksgiving dinner with extended family. As time went by and the cousins grew up, though, attendance grew smaller and the dinners less formal. Eventually, it was time for me to move on and begin new traditions with Jenny and her family. Then Thanksgiving Day became busy as we raced around trying to spend a bit of time at several different family gatherings. As the years passed by, Thanksgiving dinners would evolve, and eventually it was just Jenny, Carly, and me. I can recall several occasions over the years chatting with folks here at church and mentioning that we were just having a small celebration at home and then being invited to your Thanksgiving tables. Thank you all for your gracious invitations. These days, our family tradition is to go up north with two other families that we've been close friends with for a couple decades. Our kids grew up together, and it's always fun and meaningful to bring us all back together again. Thanksgiving is the coming together to celebrate all the things that have happened over the year, a time to celebrate our abundant blessings in community with family and friends. We are a congregation that has much to be thankful for. Most of us live in relatively safe communities. We have a church that cultivates love and compassion to every person that walks in the door. An active church that puts its love into action during doing mission work on a regular basis. We have this amazing building to invite our neighbors to utilize every day. In fact, this past Wednesday, 16 different groups utilize this building throughout the day. We have exceptional schools in and around Clarkston. Our country is not actively in a violent conflict. I could go on and on, but instead, I ask you to take a moment to consider the blessings that you have experienced this year. Take a moment. Thank you. In the latter half of today's scripture, David appoints the singing of praises to the Lord. Verses 7 through 18 are a psalm of sort, a song of celebration of God. The believers sound the cymbals, they blow the trumpets, and they cry out, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to God, sing praises to God. Tell of all God's wonderful works. Glory be God's name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice." I can imagine the feelings of joy and thanksgiving in that tent. The sounds of music and fellowship, the smells of fresh bread, cooking meat and cakes, or was it stuffing and turkey and rolls and Jenny's famous mashed potatoes and green bean casserole and pumpkin pie? A true Thanksgiving celebration. I think the lesson here is to celebrate all the blessings we receive, to outwardly share with others the amazing things that God has done in the grace of God in our lives. Just a couple of months ago, Jenny and I went down to the Woodward Dream Cruise and took my dad's hot rod with us. And I was thinking to myself after the Clarkston CUMC car show, did I put gas in the car before the last time I was here? Yeah, I put gas in the car. It's good. So we went down to Pontiac. Our school was holding an event down there, and we hung out with some friends and watched all the cars go by. As we're coming by, the car starts to run a little funny. So I, of course, nail it, because that's what you do when the car sounds funny. So I'm taking off real fast, and then, poof, dead. And I'm right in front of Great Lakes Crossing Mall on Baldwin Road, and I'm like, well, either I just blew up the motor, or I ran out of gas. Probably ran out of gas. We're in a pretty awkward spot. We had just passed a good pull-off place, but we're right in Baldwin Road in the traffic. And a few cars are going by. They're saying, nice car, but they have a little bit of a look of disgust because I'm sitting there blocking traffic. Until a truck pulls up behind us. And this is your truck that you've seen around town with rusty fender wells, and you know this person has a landscaping business or is a hardworking guy. And he jumps out of the truck and he says, "Hey, buddy, what's going on?" I said, "Well, I think I ran out of gas." He's like, "All right," and disappears back to his truck and takes off. And Jenny and I were like, "Do you think he's going to get gas?" And we're like, "Well, let's hope so." So he was. A few minutes later, he comes up, he pulls back around, and he has a little gas can, the one with the very frustrating, anger-inducing cap on it that you have to child-proof to get into the truck or my car. And he says, "Let me help you out." And he comes over to my dad's car and he says, "Tell me about this car. It's so cool." So I had a chance to talk about my dad a little bit in the car and why I have it. And he says, "That's really cool." And he's talking to me, and I'm like just so joyful that he's helped me. And I'm thinking, how can I help you? And we're putting the gas in. He's like, "Well, wait a minute." And he sees the car, the gas is dripping off the thing. So I'm holding this stupid end gas tank thing. And he runs over to his car, comes back with his sweatshirt off of his front seat and puts it over my dad's car. And says, "Well, I don't want to spill gas on your car." And I'm like, "That's your sweatshirt." He's like, "Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's fine." So we get the gas in the car. I pull my wallet out to say thank you to the guy and pay him for the gas. And of course, who carries cash, right? So I'm like, "Hey, let me take you to the gas station and fill up your truck." And he's like, "You know what?" He's like, "Don't worry about it. Yesterday, the same thing happened to me. I was on my way to a court date that I had to be at. I ran out of gas, and somebody stopped and gave me this gas can." An outward sign of being thankful. I think the lesson is to share and celebrate what we have. It's all too easy to take for granted the things that God is doing in our lives. When amazing things happen, I don't believe it's a coincidence. It's essential that we don't stop our outward celebrations when the Thanksgiving leftovers hit the fridge. We need to continue being thankful the next day when we're fixing that special leftover turkey dressing and cranberry sandwich on a Hawaiian dinner roll. And the next day when we're wondering, gee, how long are these Thanksgiving leftovers good to eat? And the next day. And each day, the next. The Mayo Clinic has run studies supporting that daily gratitude can decrease depression, anxiety, difficulties with chronic pain, and risk of disease. Not only that, but being around thankful people also positively affects them. We are all blessed children of God. We are all called to share our offerings of well-being. We are all called to sound the cymbals, the harps, the trumpets. We are called to share the good news. Now, I've not been particularly gifted with musical talent. Amy can probably attest to that when I'm sitting next to her. Like the skills, or like our ancestors. We better let Sarah and Judy and the wonderful members of the choir today who sang their beautiful songs keep to that part of the celebration. Singing and playing instruments is out of the equation for me when it comes to outwardly sharing blessings in my life. So what can I do? For those of you who know me, you'll know that I simply love to sit down with folks, talk and listen, to share each other's wisdoms, hopes, dreams, and questions about faith in a friendly conversation. Each person I've encountered has a beautiful story, and each story enriches my faith. I know others in this community who are wonderful cooks. Each time and time again, they bless this congregation through their culinary gifts. Others love to write poetry, thank you cards, emails of feedback and encouragement. And even Mr. Godfrey loves to write computer code. Way over my head, but enables us to have a really amazing website at this church. We each have a talent to outwardly celebrate the blessings in our lives and share God's grace with others. We really don't have to have an excuse not to share our blessings. The prevalence of technology can get a bad rap, but there are definitely positive things about the modern era. Technology has made it much easier to extend our Thanksgiving tables. We can reach out to anyone around the world in an instant through our cell phones, texts, and social media. It's always a good feeling on Thanksgiving morning going on Facebook and seeing all the happy Thanksgiving posts or the texts you get from a loved one or a friend you haven't talked to in a long time, or even one of those fun online greeting cards. We have much to be thankful for, friends. Thankful, and there is no end to the ways we can do it. Do so. However this week you're celebrating Thanksgiving with a full house, a party of two or three, or by yourself, remember David's invitation to be thankful for our abundant blessings God has given us. And let's not stop the celebration on Thursday and continue to spread God's praises every day as we have been appointed to do. Happy Thanksgiving. Amen.
You've been listening to the weekly sermon from Clarkston United Methodist Church in Michigan. We are a church dedicated to connecting people to people and people to God. To learn more, visit us at clarkstonumc.org.